Hey guys, it's Nakia from Triangle Credit Solutions. How are you? Happy Tuesday. Tuesday's almost over, but it's still Tuesday. I hope your work week is going well. Your week period is going well. It's going well from this side of town. Today, I just wanted to come back and I just wanted to drop another gem for you guys. Yesterday, I spoke about, you guys going out and applying for Finger Hut. And letting you know that Finger Hut reports as a credit card on, to the three bureaus. It doesn't report as, a catalog card or anything like that. It just says revolving credit, what your credit limit is, the day open, if your payment is agreed, what your limit is. So that's awesome. That's something that we could do for ourselves right now and get something else positive put on our credit reports. Today, I want to tell you guys, I'm going to let you guys know about applying for secure cards. You can go to your local bank that you may have a checking account with, a 401k, a Roth IRA, a savings account, whoever you bank with, wherever you're putting your money. You can go to that bank, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, the local credit unions. You can go to that bank and ask them or ask to speak to an advisor and let them know that you wanted to apply for a secured card. Now, the secured card is going to require you putting down money. Most of the time, it's like between $200 and $300 that you put down. And that money that you put down is equivalent to your limit. So think about that. If you want your limit to be $500, then you should put down $500. If you want your limit to be $250, then that's what you put down. And most of these banks now, after you've been paying on time, paying as agreed, paying in full for about 6 months to a year, they refund that money back to you. They put it back in your account. So now you have a unsecured card. And like I said yesterday, if you guys went out and applied for this Finger Hut card and now you can go to the bank and you can apply for a secured card, those are two positive trade lines that you're going to put on your credit reports almost immediately. Instead of paying a credit repair place that's going to charge you a couple hundred dollars a month or $100 a month, and they're just going to dispute things and drag their feet. And, they basically drag their feet because they know the longer that they can keep you as a client, the more they can charge you, but minimal results. The things that I'm telling you, you can go out and do today. You can do it today and see almost immediate results. I say almost immediate results because most of the time you're not going to see it for, until the credit card actually reports. Maybe 2 weeks, maybe 30 days. But this is something that you can do for yourself. And a lot of people are going to say, oh, I don't have $200-$300 floating around. I don't have this. I don't have that. Look, if we have to sacrifice. If you sacrifice going to get your nails and hair done and you take that $200-$300 and invest it in yourself, look, you work on your credit, and in a couple of months, a year, you won't have to humble yourself and go to your grandmother, or go to your pops, or go to your siblings, or go to your aunts or something. When your car breaks down and you need a tire, or the refrigerator goes, or the light bill is past due, and you can just whip out your card and pay your stuff yourself. Like, it's such a good feeling to not have to ask anyone for anything. And it must be in our community that the elders are not telling us about credit. They're not talking to us really about financials and things like that. So we jump out here, we jump out the window at 18, 21 years old, we bite off more than we can chew. And then for the next 5, 7 years, 10 years, we're sitting here trying to fix something that we messed up on maybe just a couple of months. And we'll get into that another time. Like, I think that's BS in itself. I think that's absurd for you to pay something late or, 2 months, 3 months, whatever. You couldn't make a payment because you was going through some hardships and everything, and you have to pay for that for 7 years. That's ridiculous, because I don't believe that we are the same people at 21 that we are at 28. And so on and so forth. But you guys, please, 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 we got to invest in ourselves. We got to bite the bullet. We got to sacrifice from time to time, and we got to pay closer attention to our credit. So, I mean, these other communities, they're playing this game and we're lacking. Like, we're lacking. We have to play this game correctly. Like, I'm going to teach you guys. These are things that I've learned. I'm not charging you guys anything for this information, but these are just things that I've learned. And I scratch my head like, why nobody ever told us that? Nobody ever told me this. Like, 7 years? Like, why nobody ever told me this if I paid something late? Or, you know, I've learned so much from making phone calls, from reading books, for researching on the internet. Hell, I've called the credit card companies that I owe myself. I called them directly and asked a million and one questions. The things that I've learned. Like for Capital One, I thought, I didn't know that you can have more than one credit card with Capital One. And I'm not talking about, oh, you get the Sparks card or you get this card. You can get the same damn card from Capital One. I think they limit it's three cards. Like the same type of card. Like if you have a Capital One Platinum card, you can go and apply for another Capital One Platinum card. And I would do it within that first 24, 48 hours of you applying and getting that first card. Because most likely they're going to use the same hard pull. Man, when I tell you, I got stuff to tell y'all. Y'all need to follow me and listen to these podcasts. When I tell you, I got stuff to tell you. I'm going to tell you the credit cards to stay away from. Like, it's so much. Like, off the top of my head. And I know it's hard for us to get, you know, the big cards like American Express and Discover when our credit rating is not so high. But there are certain bottom cards that you should absolutely stay away from. One of the cards that come to my mind is First Premier. You could not pay me to get another card with First Premier. Yes, I messed that card up. When I say I messed that card up, and I tried to pay them. And usually, with the stuff that I learned, usually I try to pay people. I'm like, oh, it's old. I already took the hit on my credit. It's a couple years old now. Let me see if I can offer them 40, 50% of what I owe them. They refused. Then I just said, bump it. And this is when I was still learning. This is before I knew the game. I said, bump it. I'm just going to pay them. And paid them. And they still wouldn't remove the negativity off my credit report. But if I knew then what I know now, I wouldn't have paid them one rent cent. I would have just let it rock out or just fall off. I wouldn't have paid them one red cent. My mistake with them, what I did with them was, what I should have did is send them a pay for deletion letter. I should have sent them a pay for deletion letter with a check saying, hey, here's $200. If you agree to cash this check, check number such and such and such, an amount of such and such and such, this means that you agreed to delete this credit line or trade line from my credit reports permanently. And as soon as they cash that check front and back, I would have sent it to the bureaus, the three bureaus. They would have deleted it from my credit reports. I've done that with so many other creditors that I ended up owing. Macy's, or, you know, this is like back in the days. Like, I've learned the hard way. And First Premier was just one of the ones that just was hanging out. They just would not give in. And I would get a letter from this same person. Like, she was assigned to my account. She would send me letters. Oh, this is not in our policy. We don't delete. We don't. She was just the worst. They do not work well with people that have charge-offs or delinquent accounts. I would not. And not to mention that the interest rate is almost 30%. See, this is the stuff that I'm telling you guys. I've learned so much. Because back in the days when I was applying for cards, I was just applying for cards. Oh, I got another one. I wasn't stopping to step back and look at, you know, the interest rates and finance charges and stuff. Didn't really know anything about that. I wish I would get a card right now that's almost 30% interest rate. Get yourself out of here. I will never. But like I said, I got so much that I want to share with you guys. So today, go ahead and apply for the secured card. Just go ahead and call your bank, or you can even probably apply for a secured card in the app, in the mobile app. So go ahead and get your secured card. Bite that bullet. Don't go get your nails and your feet done. Stay out of the club this weekend buying them $10 drinks. Go ahead and do something for yourself. Go and get that secured card from your bank. And yesterday I told you guys, apply for the Fingerhut card. We got to hurry up and do these things. We got to stop putting it off and do it. And I feel like, you know how they do us. They feel like when too many of us learn the game, they change the game. They start throwing monkey wrenches and shit in the game. So go ahead and do it. Get into it. Leave me a message in Anchor. Let me know if you're doing it, if you're following me, if you got any advice, any questions. I'll go ahead and answer it. But I got to go. I got to get out of here. And till next time, guys, let's be better. Let's do better so we can be better. Later.